Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hi, friends.
I'm Spencer. I feel like we haven't even said our names in a while.
I know. Spencer. When was the last time we introduced ourselves? That's belt.
I'm Spencer. That's Caitlin.
Oh, we're eSports.
Welcome. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're not new here, welcome back.
We are so happy to be here.
We're so happy you're here. Caitlin and I need you all to like and comment and subscribe, please, because Caitlin and I are about had it up to here with our 9 to 5s slash basically our 7 a.m. to 7s. So
literally,
if you could just, all you have to do is press the thumbs up and the subscribe. Okay, that's all I'm asking.
Okay? That's all we need.
That's all we need.
Just quick like.
You don't have to give me anything for Christmas. Just that, please.
No Christmas presents. Actually, like, for my Christmas present, if you could just like press like the share button and just like send it to your entire contact list.
To anyone you've ever met in your entire life, those random people you become friends with at the bar, you got their number, never talk to them again. I don't care. Please.
Literally. Like, I heard you have watched a sport before. Check this out. Yeah.
Well, the gals are back and better than ever because
it's true.
Last night, if you did not watch the Nuggets versus the Kings game,
I don't know what you were doing.
I was, listen, I love the Denver Nuggets, and the first quarter of that game was the best basketball that I've witnessed from this team since our championship run.
Because in years, I was living. I was foaming
at the mouth, gnawing at the bars of my enclosure, barking.
The bars of your enclosure.
That first quarter had me hot and bothered. That was the best first quarter of basketball that we have played this. Listen, I used to pray for times like this. And when I mean for times like this, it's when the Nuggets would score, be one of those teams that scores 40 points in a quarter. And mind you, in the first quarter at that. Okay, that was some sexy basketball. I was riding the high, and then, you know, AG was doing things as AG does. I've got the OG jersey. If you know, you know.
I love.
The dunk contest snub will never be forgotten twice. Ever. That man deserves 2 dunk contest trophies. Anyway.
I agree.
Put some respect on my man's name.
We should play his song. Anyway. Just like start playing it in the background, start rapping with him.
9 out of 10. I'm gonna keep this in.
Oh,
listen. Oh. If anyone knows, I made Caitlin listen to Aaron Gordon's song because she didn't know he had a song.
I had no idea.
It's honestly one of my favorite songs.
I had no idea.
Anyway, yeah. So that first quarter of basketball, listen, the defense, the effort. As soon as I saw Russell Westbrook, first of all, Russell Westbrook was a starter last night. If you missed the game, a few people came into the game later on Twitter. I was like, what did I miss? Where's CB? CB was out for back pain. It seems like everyone is dealing with something right now. CB was out. Russell started. It looked amazing. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, did Jamal Murray just need to be a 2 this whole time? He's not a point guard. I mean, listen, Jokic is our point guard anyway. It was so damn beautiful. The effort, like, that's why I love Russell Westbrook. That's why I love when he's in the game. I love when he starts because there was an offensive rebound in the first quarter that he like ran out and grabbed. No one else moved because I don't know what our version is to defensive and offensive rebounding as a whole.
While you're talking about offensive to defensive rebounds, I literally made a note. I wanted to shout out AG and PWAT. Both of them had more offensive than defensive rebounds in this game.
I love that. Give me.
Those second chance points are so important especially like in close games or like in big fights. Obviously in the first quarter, it wasn't close at all. But like, if you saw our third quarter was like, you know, the Nuggets that we've been terrified of all season. They were so bad in the third quarter. Second was pretty bad too.
What pisses me off is that the past few games, like that we're not getting defensive rebounds. The other team is getting like three chance points, not two chance points.
Oh,
they're getting like three offensive rebounds and then making a three. Like every time the Kings did that at a crucial part in the game. And it was so stressful. I hate it. And so that's the one thing that I love about Russell Westbrook is that he brings energy right away, which is something we always struggle with, is coming out of the gate with energy. Jamal never does that. He, again, if you didn't catch an episode a few times ago, I said that he looks like when you're in your car and a person like sees you letting them cross and they like move their arms, but they're not even walking faster. They're just trying to make it look. That's what Jamal Murray
they're
did.
Moving the Coach arms
Malone
a little
literally
faster.
Called a timeout yesterday because Jamal did it back to back to not get, was strolling on defense. And I was like, finally, he's getting angry about it. But that
As
has pissed
should.
Me off. And Russell Westbrook, even last night, I think it was in the third or fourth quarter, got stripped. And he literally fought for the ball back, fell, and like was like, no, this is mine. And got it back to our guys. It was just, I need the effort. Yeah, so the first quarter, sexy basketball.
I think
AG had like, he had 14 points in the first quarter. He was, they were taking, listen, the Kings should not be doing zone defense against the Nuggets, besties. I'm so sorry. I don't know what
zone
you guys...
Zone defense works on very specific offenses, and it does not work on the Nuggets offense almost ever.
You have...
Unless
no.
you're doing like a zone, like a four-in-one, like four guys in zone and then one guy doing man-to-man.
Yeah, we were doing... towards the end, the Nuggets were doing like a 2-2-1 zone, and that is... was perfect against what we needed to do to get those stops. But yes, I think the Kings scored 21 points. We were up 23 or something in the first quarter. The ball was popping. Everybody was hitting shots. Julian was like jacking up shots that I was like, what was that form? But it
Why
went
did
so
you
I was like,
do that?
I was at my lips and it was, I'll shut my mouth. It was so good. And yeah, the zone defense, it was awful. So AG was taking back to that note. AG was taking full advantage of them switching, you know, like onto Jokic and stuff and just getting easy buckets in the paint, which is what I love when AG gets to do. I love, like, he's made jokes before. He calls himself the garbage man. He's like, I'm just here hanging out on the baseline, trying to clean up the trash. And I think like the spacing that we've lost with KCP leaving and stuff, he hasn't been able to like enjoy like what he usually gets to do this season a lot. They've been packing the paint and it's been really sad because we haven't seen a ton of that Jokic AG connection that like we usually can get that two-man game going. And I love when that's going on.
I love when those two have a really good game, it's very hard to be like a rim protector on the other team. You can't do anything when it's those two in the paint or when it's those two down low together or whatever.
I want them to do like a commercial where it's just like Jokic like always knowing where AG is. So like AG is like in the like grocery store and Jokic just calls him and is like, hey, can you like pick me up something? Like just like stuff like that in a commercial, just because that's how it was last year. It was like Jokic always knew where AG was and AG was always ready to catch the lob and throw it down. There was a fast break point. English. Thank you. It's hard. Where Russell Westbrook got a steal. And so it was like 2-on-1. And then Russell lost the handle. And I was like, that dunk would have been so electric.
I know.
I was so sad that it happened. And then I thought another dunk was about to happen and I tweeted about it because Jamal Murray got a steal and it was another 2-on-1 situation. And you can see Jamal's like looking behind him to see like, cause he looks like he was about to throw it up. And then he saw it was Hunter Tyson. He was like,
yep. He turned
around.
I'm
laying it up. He was like,
I'm going to do the layup here. I will take this one.
sorry, bestie, we haven't played enough like that. Like, that's how it felt. Like, he was like, oh, it's you.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like you, like, know. Like, sometimes when you, like, look behind you, you're like, oh, easy. Like, smash that down.
I literally think he was, like, hoping it was either AG or Russ. Like, I don't even remember who was on the court at that point. And then he saw us. And even I was like, ooh, who's behind him? And then I was like, oh, it's Hunter.
Yeah. I feel like... You know what? And it's just like, it's so funny because I was thinking about Jamal because I'm like, Jamal had like such a good first quarter. Like he came out and he came in hot, like him and AG. He had a 9 point first quarter. Yes, exactly. And then literally he had a 4 point second quarter and a 0 point third quarter. And I just feel like him and even like the rest of the team, like they saw their first quarter and they were like, oh, we can coast. And the Kings took advantage of that. Like I think the Kings went up 8 at one point.
And they were
after we like, were up 23. To be fair,
they were bricking the Kings in the first quarter, bricking everything. What pissed me off though is again, like the Nuggets that you see in the first quarter is who the Nuggets can be every night, but the Nuggets are lazy, okay? I always get worried going into Sacramento. I think they won 3 out of 4 times last season against us. Their crowd's insane, first of all. I was like, why don't we sound like that? I was like, we're loud.
Kings fans.
Insane. They sounded so insane. They were so loud. And I was like, I want to be there right now.
That's I was like, why are they booing our players? Did you? Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about it. When the Warriors had their first round playoffs against the Kings, the first game in Sacramento that they had, there was a guy that sat right behind Bob Myers and sat and rang his cowbell in Bob Myers' ear the entire game. He did not care. He gave no F's. That crowd is insane. Every game, like imagine which them as a playoff.
I don't even
like,
really
it's crazy.
I think we have like a couple mutual. I think we only have like one or two mutuals that are King. I don't know anyone like in real life that's Kings fan.
Not in real life. Like, I know a few on. I know a few on Twitter that are Kings fans. I have like
that's what I was gonna say. Several. I was like, I think I have a couple, but yeah, no, their crowd. Kudos to them. They were insane.
Yeah,
we were down 23. I'm not trying to be that person, but. Mark Davis, if I catch you on the streets of Denver,
I'm dead.
You better run. You better run, I'm bestie. Dead. Mark Davis is so the bad. Eternal Jokic. I don't know what it is. He despises Jokic. It feels like he is like tells all the buddies like, oh yeah, no, fuck that guy. I don't know what it is. He's
like, I call him like Jokic. No, I call him the superstar merchant because he's like the guy, like Steph Curry too. Steph Curry could literally get like sliced across the face and he'd be like, didn't see it.
No, I swear to God.
Jokic was bleeding at one point.
Jokic was bleeding twice. Mind you. Julian got chucked into the stratosphere in the crowd, literally got tossed into the crowd and you just saw him. Peyton got brutally murked under the basket and you just see Peyton going, anyone? Whistle?
No.
Anyone? I would have brought my own whistle had I known. It was so bad. And listen, I don't care if a game is physical, if we are on both sides. But what it looked like, of course, was, this is supposed to be a good game. The Nuggets are up 25.
Gotta let them come back.
Now we've gotta, if the guy's hair touches him, whistle. I hate that shit. I thought the last like 5 minutes, of course, maybe 4 minutes were officiated fine now that it's close again. But why did we not get a call for 2 quarters?
It was the whole thing was really odd. I don't know.
It was really odd.
Officiating has been so concerning all season for everyone.
For everyone, but especially it's just Mark Davis to me. It's like almost like he wants to be a headline. Like he's like, no one's talking about me.
Yes, someone.
You know what
about
gets
me.
Them talking?
Shitty officiating.
when I don't blow my whistle. He said, I'm going to see. Like, I swear he probably went home and like had to get off on everyone being mad. So he was like, let me look at my name.
This is how I imagine him when he's like driving home. Okay, this is him like in his car and it's just Flo Rida. And he's like, can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. And he's just like singing to himself and he's so proud.
They were talking about it on the pod last night, on the Winner's Lounge, the DMDR show. And they were like, he's like the guy that like you look at him for a call and he'll be like this. Like he's like just a loser up. That's like thinks he's so cool. he's like one of those that'll be like, oh, cry about it. Like he's just one of those guys. So screw you, Mark Davis. I better not see you in Denver because if I do, I'm having my Jordan Clarkson moment.
Jordan Clarkson.
Okay, I'm prepared. Anyway, Nuggets lost the plot. One of my biggest critiques for the Nuggets has always been, because they've always been like this, Jokic especially gets, when he feels like he's being slighted more than usual, because like he always is like on the officiating side, but when he feels like he's being done extra wrong, he shuts down.
Extra dirty.
He's like protesting, and then everyone else is in a bad mood. It seemed like the whole second and third quarter. The vibes were bad. The Kings were making everything. They weren't switching on defense. They were literally lost. I wish that Julian Strother was not like the worst defender I've ever seen with my own two eyes, because he's a sniper.
It's so bad.
Like does he have to foul every jump shooter? Why do we do that? And I hate it though, because like he's trying, but it's bad. It's not good.
If I had one request for the Nuggets defense, it would be to learn how to close out without fouling a jump shooter. Close out, keep your feet. Like, just put a hand in his face. You don't need to jump on top of him.
The turnovers have been excruciating lately as well. And it's because
Jokic had 5.
He's had a couple games like that, which I usually give him a pass because he's just usually such a high assist guy. But his passes lately that are usually like perfect dimes have been a little off. And then same thing, like Russ is very obviously the second best playmaker we've had in the Jokic era. Mm-hmm. And I need these young guys and everyone else like to act like it, because
get on the same page.
They're used to it with Jokic, and it's like when they see Russ out there, they don't expect it. But Russ is doing some insane passes too, and it
he's
even
ready
shocked
for
Jokic.
You,
like there was like a last game, Jokic like literally got lost in his feet because Jokic was like, "Oh damn, like I forgot someone else besides me could do that."
Uh huh. Yeah, I love it.
But I'm so glad. Like, and then Jamal, like, Jamal was stressing me out in the second and third quarter. He was going brick. He was a brick house, brick city bitch. You get a brick. Brick, 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 brick.
House.
And I was like, please, for the love of God, stop shooting. And he didn't stop shooting, but it was okay.
Thank God.
Because he started making it. The ending of the game if you would have told me that in the last minute and 15 seconds, I think that's what it was, that we would get a like fast break, run down, and AG would like barely even stop and just pull up a 3, I would have said, we lost. Okay?
I gasped.
And it's the gasp I gasped, because it's the way that I even had like 30% confidence that it was going in last night. And that's saying a lot. Okay, because 30% is a lot for like AG has never like, is he a sniper now? I don't understand. Like, AG is our sharpshooter.
Okay, careful, Steph Curry. Chill with that.
Like, okay, Aaron Addison
Curry.
Chill with
the pull-up jump shots.
Okay. Okay, Steph Gordon. It was so beautiful.
Aaron Wardell, Curry the third, Gordon.
Jamal was ice cold, and then I'm pretty, like, he was, I think 5 for 5 or 4 for 5 in the fourth quarter, 15 points, I think, alone in
15 points in the fourth. Yeah.
Fourth quarter. He finished 28-2 and 6.
He shot 72% in the fourth.
That's insane. Thank God. Okay.
Truly.
we needed that from him. I don't like that this many games in, his highest points in a game is 28. 28. Don't love that. But I am so thankful. I hope, like, I was really worried because last year and the year before, like, it always felt like I never worried about the Nuggets in the clutch ever. And this year I haven't felt the same. Like, I still have confidence in them in the clutch, but it hasn't been the same level. Especially the one game that I've been to in the arena that we lost by 2 to the Mavs. And that's something that I would have never seen happen. Like, I mean, last year, like, I guess the same thing happened, where Kyrie hit that insane floater, but I've been worried about the clutch. It hasn't been the same. Like, it just hasn't been as pure as it has been. So for the Nuggets to show up like that in the clutch, that looked very much like the clutch we're used to seeing from them, it was like almost like a breath of fresh air. And same thing happened our championship season. If you're a Nuggets fan, you know Jamal Murray was struggling, of course, because he always struggles to start the season. Nuggets were, I think, the same record, and Jamal Murray hit a game winner in Portland, and we went on to win the title that year. So it was some sexy basketball, sexy hoops. It was so good. I wish, again, AG didn't get as much action in the second. He kind of like disappeared, but he, you know, helped us get the lead in the first quarter.
The whole
obviously
team,
if we hadn't had that lead, we would have been screwed if we had played
the
like
Kings
that for three quarters.
Truly. The issue was that in the third quarter, the Kings scored 47 points. They almost had a 50-point third quarter.
I think they did have a 50-point third quarter. Or they were close.
Oh, did they end up with 50?
Or maybe it was 48.
They might have.
We gave up 70. The moral of the story, it was
it was 47 in the second quarter. I'm sorry.
And then what was the third?
35 to 21. We had 21 points.
Disgusting. You gave
up. Yeah, it was bad.
We gave up like almost 80 points in two quarters. That cannot happen.
Yeah. Well, and I was saying, it's just funny because like I was very right about it, but it's just funny because it's not like it's like a bad thing, but I was saying that like with Sacramento having Kevin Huerter and Keegan Murray out, and even them already having a rough 3-point shooting season.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we have no 3-point shooters. Their 3-point shooters are out and they're having an awful 3-point shooting season anyway. We can't defend the perimeter. I'm like, this is going to be like just scoring from the inside like crazy. And lo and behold, we only had 10 threes and they had 12 threes the whole game.
And I'm pretty sure like half of those threes came in the fourth quarter. Like we literally had only 4 threes for most of the game. Jokic, thank God, made that clutch three because he was 1 for 6 from three. What happened to the adjustment, bestie? He said he made an adjustment. He was literally leading the league in 3-point percentage. He said, I don't want to lead the league in shit. The last two games, like he's been very passive, which I love when he gets to be passive. Last night, he was definitely shooting. It definitely felt like a Jokic protest game with Mark Davis. Fine by me, whatever. I always get annoyed, though, because Sabonis, like, to me, takes this so personally. Because I fully believe that Sabonis thinks that he and Jokic are the same and, like, on the same level. And so it always bothers me because I feel like Jokic is just, like, Jokic. And Sabonis is like, this is my time to prove.
I think Sabonis thinks that, like, everyone should have a shrine of him in their closet.
Yes. Like, Sabonis, like, even in, like... Like him and his wife talked so much about how like snubbed he gets in the Netflix series. And I was like,
did you see, I just had the Spencer eye twitch hearing that. He's one of my least favorites.
And I'm not saying that Sabonis is a great player. Okay.
He's a great player. I don't
like
his
personality. He's a little dirty. Shit ton of moving screens that didn't get called.
I'm dead.
Hate that. I hate moving screens. Because BFFR, we are in 2024, almost 2025. You know what a moving screen looks like.
When they just like set themselves and they think that this isn't going to get called. I'm like, your whole body's shifting, bud. What do you think you're doing?
Speaking of, so Jokic had a trash game from Jokic standards, which meant it was a triple-double, 2014-13. Oh, they took away a steal. It was three steals and a block. Now it's two steals and a block.
It was, yeah.
Five turnovers. So it was great, though, that we won a game where Jokic...
He's so bad at basketball.
Trash. So trash, yeah.
Disgusting. Only,
what a terrible triple-double to have. I can't believe that Russell Westbrook did not get the rebound, the one rebound.
I'm like, that's very Jokic of you to not get your last rebound to get a triple double. Very Jokic of you, but
he got a
Sombor double.
He got a Sombor double. Double. 18, double, 9, double, and 10. Double. Russell Westbrook, for all you haters, was 4 or 5 from the field to start and finished 61.
Year.
61. Percent from the field, baby. His handle, I don't know what he did on the layups, looked gorgeous yesterday.
He's a great finisher.
He has not been a good finisher at all this season.
My mom was like, season. I'm talking like, if we're talking like career wise, I'm saying that like he's always been like one of like the most beautiful finishers. No, the past 3 years he's been terrifying.
It's because as soon as he goes up for the layup, it flies. He kept the handle on almost all of his layups last night and actually finished at the rim, and it was
that control, so
good to see. I want to know why, in a world where we need to increase our three-point volume and where we lose KCP, who is like our second three-point volume shooter, why Michael Porter Jr. has the lowest three-point attempts that he's had in a season.
Spencer, he's an elite three-point shooter. Let him do whatever he wants. He's an elite shooter.
Well, he's turned into run and dunk man. Okay. We need threes. We need threes.
If we could have some outside shooting, that'd be great.
Like, this is his time to shine. I want to know. Because I don't think it's fair, because I do think he has been great this season. He's not doing what he usually does, which is kind of annoying, because that's like actually what we need is for him to jack up a bunch of threes.
We like legit need it. Yeah.
I hate that he is like our only tradable asset. Because I'm like so sentimental, and I don't want anyone that like won on our championship like as a contributor. I feel like they should be allowed to stay. But
heard.
We have Zeke Nagy, who I literally forgot existed until we were watching the DNVR pod and said, what do I have to do to get a Zeke minute? And I was like, oh, I forgot about him. We have Zeke Nagy, who doesn't fake contract. We have Dario Saric, fake contract. Because what are they there? Their bench. They literally are getting paid to sit on the bench.
Poor
okay.
Guys.
Jalen Pickett, if you're not going to play him, why is he there? I'd love to know. DeAndre Jordan, fake. It's all
I saw him
fake.
Get a few minutes. He was rocking it yesterday.
He was rocking bleach into my eyes.
He was walking up and down that court doing the basketball.
He was getting cardio in.
He was there.
He was on the court. Yep,
world's best fifth man cheerleader.
So I hate that we have so many people that we couldn't use. You know who I want on the Nuggets?
Tell me.
Cam Thomas.
You know how much the Nets are asking for him? We would have to get rid of him, PJ.
Well, I know. But I think Cam Thomas would I just think Cam Thomas would fit so well in the Nuggets. And I think that he would be so good at cutting for Jokic. And his defense is miles better than MPJ, and he can shoot.
And he's young. He's like in that area where like over the next couple of years, he'll just continue getting better being better. Yeah.
I want him. Also, you know, if MPJ goes to Brooklyn, then he can, you know, get 30 a night.
That's probably true.
He can be the guy.
He'd be like the oldest guy there. Maybe Ben Simmons is like his age. They're all so young on that team.
Yeah. Okay. But I wanted to ask, I would like to pat myself on the back, children. Because if you want to go back, way back into the summer and the off season, Kayla and I talked about when the Kings got DeMar DeRozan. I love DeMar DeRozan. He's one of my favorites.
Me too.
But I said I didn't know if I liked him on the Kings because I feel like they have too many guys that do the same thing. And I feel like I was right. Yep.
I believe that. I feel like the Kings are at like an awkward, like they don't know how to fit their team together. I think you're right about that. Like, I don't think that they just like know how to play together. And I think, you know, obviously maybe this game would have been different. It probably would have been different in some aspect if Keegan Murray, Malik Monk, and what's his butt were playing? Kevin Herter. Yes. Thank you.
Or Kevin Herter. Sorry.
Yeah.
Malik Monk did play.
See, I know. I'm so tired. What?
Malik Monk did play.
He did? Trey Lyles. Lord help me. Oh my God. Malik Monk had a great game. I was literally just looking at his name. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Trey Lyles. I told you, I couldn't even think of Kevin Herter's name. I'm so sleepy.
I'm crying.
But I think that at least if like Kevin Herter and Keegan Murray would have played, the game would have been like a little bit different. And that doesn't mean anything. Like, we could have still easily won, but I just like, I don't know how I feel about the Kings. I think that they have gotten worse. I think that you're right.
I told you. I was like, I love DeMar DeRozan, but I'm like, what is he? Doesn't he do what already like three guys on their team can do?
Yeah, yes. He's just like, that's what I was saying. I think like when I was talking to Jason about it, and I was just saying that like, I feel like it's like they have so many people that like try to facilitate, like, and you can't have your whole team be facilitators. Like, it doesn't really work like that. I don't think that anyone really knows what their true job is on the team anymore. Like I said, especially because Keegan Murray was like that catch and shoot guy for his first couple of years, and now he's turned into kind of like a jump shooter, more at the rim, closer to like a power forward rather than like a small forward or a shooting guard. Kevin Herter's 3-point shot sucks now, and so it's just like, I feel like no one really knows their job on the team. No one really has like a set place besides De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. They know where they're supposed to be, and then everyone else is just kind of like,
we're just gonna try to play basketball. Come to the Nuggets. He's so fast, by the way.
He's very fast. He's just like super athletic and in shape.
Yeah,
that's why Steph Curry signed him. Steph Curry was like, you can run around with me.
It did feel good to see Jamal and De'Aaron like chopping it up after the game. They were laughing and stuff, which is my Kentucky Wildcats that I usually hate on. Not
besties.
Kentucky, but the players that usually come out of there. So that was good. Yeah. But yeah. Dennis Schroeder to the Golden State Warriors.
I'm so excited.
I feel bad for D'Anthony Melton.
I do too, but I think so. This is what I'm hearing.
Playing so good,
he was, and like first of all, him getting injured is awful, and he had to have like a full reconstructive surgery in his knee and everything, and then he gets traded to the Nets, which is very sad. But what I'm hearing is that his contract is expiring, and technically next summer he would be available to pick back up for the Warriors. And so essentially it was like an empty trade. Like, we legitimately got Dennis Schroeder for 3 second round picks, essentially, and an expiring D'Anthony Melton contract that he will not be playing at all.
That's so annoying.
This whole season. And so, I mean, we got it for literally nothing. So I'm hoping that we just pick it back up.
I don't know how he's going to fit in with the Warriors. I don't think it was... I don't know. I don't really love the trade, but they had to do something with their injuries. Yeah.
I love this trade because Dennis Schroeder is one of the best closers, one of the best closing point guards. He's fantastic at like keeping the pace of the game. And I think that that's one thing that the Warriors need in clutch time. They're horrible at closing games. And so I think to have a point guard that is able to kind of slow things down for them, maybe limit turnovers, limit stupid plays and stupid passes in that clutch time. He's the 10th slowest point guard in regard to pace in the NBA. And I feel like that's something that the Warriors need is just like to slow it down a little bit. Like they're used to being so fast and making the fast passes and having fast offense. And as of late, with like Draymond and Steph Curry and guys like Jonathan Kuminga and Pods, like they're just turnover machines. They've got like 20 turnovers a game, every single game. And so I think what they're going to do is have Dennis be the true point guard. And I think they're going to shift Steph Curry into just a shooting guard. And they're just going to let Steph Curry shoot and let that be all he needs to do. And so I'm actually really excited about that because Steph Curry did so well next to Jordan Poole because Jordan Poole kind of took that facilitating role. And Jordan Poole did really well in that facilitating role next to Steph Curry. So I think he's going to alleviate a lot for Steph. He's also a really good perimeter defender, and he's just like, he's fast, he's athletic, he's a dog, he's someone that works hard, and he's currently in his best season of his career. And so I love that they're getting him at his peak, and I think that it's a fantastic trade for them, or for the Warriors, like I said, especially because they're getting him for essentially nothing.
I know. I'll be interested to see. I can't wait to watch it unfold.
Me too. And I think he's going to be playing, like, I think this week. Like, I think he's flying out.
I'm going to assume.
Going to jump right into it. I'm super excited. And they said that they're still kind of keeping their eye open for other trade opportunities. I think they still want to try and find a big. And now they're, I think, willing to give up a few more people than they were before. So.
AKA Pods. I need some trades to start. I need some excitement. Oh, okay.
Careful. I know.
I need some things to happen.
I need the Warriors to start winning. They were the third seed, and then they've gone 2-8 in their last 10.
That's bad.
It's been so much fun to watch them. Go Warriors.
You know who I'm sad for?
Oh. Jared. I'm not sad for the 76ers that they lost their best player. That's tragic for them. I'm more sad for Jared McCain, though. He tore his MCL, out for the season or out indefinitely?
I think they said out for the season.
Yeah, I'm super sad for him.
But doesn't that mean that he can't get Rookie of the Year now? But he deserves it.
Oh, that is so true. He can't. He'll miss it.
Who are they going to give it to now? Bronny? Bronny wins by default.
His 130-point G League game really lifted him up in that Rookie of the Year ladder.
Who do you think he would be now?
I mean, you can look at guys like Donovan Clingan, Zach Edey. There's a guy on the Grizzlies who's not Zach Edey that could absolutely
who's
get
not
it.
Not Zach Edey.
Jalen Wells. What?
Is that the number one and number two picks have like been kind of just there this season?
I know. Yeah. I mean, like Risa Shea has been okay, but like
that's what I'm saying. Like they're not like detrimental, but
no, that's what I'm saying is like both of them. I mean, even like Alex Saar and Risa Shea, like they're both like doing fine, but like they're not the stars on their team. Like they're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Like shining. They're not being the guys that like, you're like, wow, this is amazing. They played so good. It's like, okay, they got 10 points, a few rebounds, a couple assists, like whatever, you know, they're there.
They're there.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. I mean, Jared McCain was definitely my current like thought for who would have gotten Rookie of the Year. And then obviously I picked Dalton Connect at the beginning of the season, and he's just kind of been slowing down as well. I haven't seen much from him. I haven't seen a lot of output from him. It's been a while since he's had a big game. Like the other day he had 5 points, 3 rebounds, 0 assists.
Oh, and then I can't believe I didn't even say anything. LeBron was back.
I know, that was so fast. What happened? I'm so confused.
They like asked JJ Redick, any clue when LeBron's coming back? And he just goes, no.
I know. And then he came back on Sunday or Monday or whatever it was.
I was like, care to share with the crowd, the class?
Right. And like I said, he was like excused absence. And then someone was saying something about, or like, I think it was even LeBron saying something about how it was his foot that he was working on. And I'm like, did he like fly to like Mexico and get stem cell treatments for like a couple of days to fix his foot faster?
I don't know. That was weird, weird behavior. Weird behavior.
It was so weird. Like, no one knows what it was, and it was just a couple of days. I'm so confused.
You know who else I feel bad for? Kind of. I don't really like him.
Oh, Lori.
Why did he sign that contract? Why did he do that?
It's lots of dollars. I don't know. But they really...
He could have gotten plenty of dollars on a different team.
I know. Well, they... I think that the Jazz kind of screwed him because it's, they were asking for like the entire Warriors team to get Lori. And he's just like, he's not that guy. Like, he's great. The only good guy on their team, really, truly. He's fantastic, but he's not worth half of a team. And that's what they were asking. Like, they were literally asking for three or four players plus multiple picks for this guy.
James Harden outscored. Outscored James Harden himself, he, one person, outscored the entire Jazz team in a quarter.
I know. James Harden had a game. I'm sorry for shitting on James Harden the other week.
I'm not, I hate him.
I do not like him at all, but he is playing fantastic.
Dislike him so much. I was just happy. People don't understand. Like, if I don't like a player and they have a bad game, oh, you're going to hear about it. Okay?
You're going to hear it.
You're going to hear about it, buddy. So everyone was like mad that we were calling James Harden the problem. I'm like, listen. James Harden is fine. Did you see that Ty Lue said that Kawhi, first of all, I forgot Kawhi was in the NBA. Ty Lue said, sometimes Kawhi is just like crying at night because he wishes he could help his team. Why are you lying, Ty Lue? Kawhi is not crying.
I saw that too. He's like, me and Kawhi will have like late night phone calls where he's just crying on the phone to me about how much he wishes. I cannot, it would take so much for me to believe that Kawhi's on the phone like, coach, I want to be out there so bad.
I could literally, have you seen Kawhi? Like, he literally, he's like, what? Mr.
Yeah, literally.
Mr. It's an air ball. I'm an air ball again. It's basketball. You want me to believe that man is crying over not being... playing with James Harden? I don't think so. You think he's wiping his tears with his millions? Yeah.
Show me the tears.
But that was really cute, Ty Lue, of you to say that. Like, Pixar, were you the one crying, Ty Lue? Like, I don't think it was Kawhi.
It was definitely Ty.
He's so funny. Ty Lue's hilarious.
He is. Some of these coaches, man.
So, tonight we have the NBA Cup, Caitlin. Who's your, this was a quick one for you guys, just kind of going over last night. Who do you have winning tonight?
I want OKC. I have OKC. I don't love the Bucks very much, and I would love to see another West Coast team take it.
I do not. That's where we differ. Okay. Because if you didn't realize that the Celtics won the national championship last year, which means we're still the reigning defending Western.
I'm dead.
Conference national champions. Okay. You can't take away from me yet. I would love, this is my ideal world. Obviously, neither
both
of them
teams
win,
lose, okay? And an asteroid hits it.
Yes. Cool. Second, it's a little more realistic, is if Giannis has a terrible game and they win.
Okay, that's valid.
So if Giannis shoots like 2 for 30, but the Bucks win, so like the Thunder still get to lose. And if Shea, I want Shea and Giannis to combine for, they're only allowed 4 free throw attempts.
3 points. Okay.
Four free throw attempts between the two.
I love that.
I don't care who gets it. One of them can get
four. I just want it to be a competitive game. I really enjoy watching OKC this year, as much as I hate saying that. They are fun basketball to watch, especially on the defensive end. So I just want it to be a good game. I'd love to see just good competition.
If I see Giannis or Shai, like I watched literally Trae Young shoot 14 free throw attempts and Giannis had like 17 free throw attempts. If I even see them setting up at the line, I riot. I riot in the streets. I'm sick of it.
She's going to streak on the court.
I don't care. I'm so sick of it. No one wants to watch that. You know what someone told me last night? I was like, so funny that that these players like Shai, Trae, and Giannis in one game could all combine probably for 60 free throw attempts, and Jokic was bleeding multiple times and only had two until the end. Someone tried to say that because Giannis plays in the paint. And where does Jokic play? Serbia? What? Where do you think he is? He's a center, bestie. He doesn't jump.
I'm looking for the other paint that Jokic doesn't play in.
I was like...
Can't find it.
Interesting. So that was a choice. Choice.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, real quick before we go, can we talk about how the Detroit Pistons beat the Heat by one in overtime? It was beautiful. Oh, Cade Cunningham.
I forgot about it. I love Cade Cunningham. Love. Save Cade. Cade, the weather's nice in Denver. I'm sure it's better than Detroit. Jimmy Butler had a triple double, by the way. He had 35 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists, and 4 steals.
He said, I heard all y'all calling me old, not wanting me to be traded to your teams.
No, it's one thing if Jimmy Butler knows what he's doing. His contract's almost up. He said, got to show them I still got it so I can get paid. Yep,
he's trying out. That's a fat triple double too, with 4 steals and a block and being a plus 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
insane.
But Cade Cunningham, also a triple-double. I love Cade Cunningham. He's so great. 20-11, 18 assists, plus 9. Ugh, he's so good.
He is.
18 assists, 4 turnovers. Not awful. Could be better.
Could be
not
worse.
Awful. 18 assists
is Trae Young numbers, and I love to see it. And I also, one thing that I really, really like to see too is Jalen Duren. He had 9 points, which is like whatever. He shot 57%, so it's not like it was bad. But he had 16 rebounds. Like, so he was just down there being like, second chance points for us every time. And then Malik Beasley went off. He was shooting so well. 28 points. Love that. Amen Thompson, huge on defense for them. He had 19 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 steals, and a block. But he was a minus 13. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but... I mean, he himself was doing.
If I were Jimmy Butler and I had 19 rebounds and we lost the game, I'd literally fire everybody.
Do you know what I would do? I would literally just take every single one of my teammates and I would shoot them all in the basket and dunk them on the ground. Head to the ground. Swish.
Swish.
Dead to me.
Dead to me.
Yeah, but okay, guys. I love Detroit. Good for Detroit. Go Pistons.
Good for Detroit.
I don't know. I'm like a random Pistons fan.
I'm happy they're doing
better
this season.
Me too. I like to see them winning close competitive games. It's so good.
I love, make the East fun again.
Better. Yeah, truly.
It never was fun, but anyway, Caitlin and I have to go back to reality of working.
Back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
Back to reality. Back to life. Anyway, the NBA Cup Championship, or whatever the frick they're calling it, is tonight. I can't wait. Drop in the comments below who you want to win or who you think is going to win, even if you don't want them to win. Like, comment, subscribe. We will be back sometime soon. I'm going home on Thursday. Maybe I figure out and bring my stuff down. Caitlin and I want to do a watch along soon.
which we could easily do like this. You and I could, Caitlin, like literally set up like this and be watching the game and just be recording.
No, totally. And I even thought about it too. I think it would be so fun. We can also do it while you're here, because you're going to be here for like 4 days. Like we can figure out a way to do that.
But yeah, I might have to. That would be so fun. Might have to order some lighting to bring to my parents' house or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out and get back to you. That's why you need to go down below here and find us on social media so you can know when we're going to post next.
Yep. Yeah, then. Because it is the holidays. I'm going to be in Colorado. Spencer's going to be in Florida.
Oh, yeah. We might just not talk to you till next week. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. But either way, yeah, follow us on all of our other social media. You can talk to us there. We always like to live tweet all of the, basketball, football, et cetera, games that we watch, all sorts of stuff. And you can just, make sure that you're still like subscribing and sharing and loving us so that I don't have to work 12-hour days and please, then I'm do this so, and then be
I'm
a mom.
So tired.
I just want a nap.
Yeah, same. Okay, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.